Members of the public had their first chance last night to pose questions to one of the four finalists for the Little Rock Police Chief position. KUAR's Daniel Breen was there and has details.
On the campaign trail for Little Rock Mayor, the Little Rock Police Department was a contentious subject. Questionable no-knock drug warrants, strained race relations within the department, and reports of few officers living within city limits made for hot-button questions at forums. Then-candidate Frank Scott Jr. said no-knock warrants were, quote, disgusting, and called for increased staffing of the department. Now in his position as mayor, Scott's taking a front-and-center role in selecting the city's new police chief.
This decision won't be made in a vacuum. This decision is going to be made with me listening to the community and obtaining community feedback along with consultation from the city board of directors. While I may make this decision, ultimately, I want to make certain that all communication, public input is a part of this process.
Former Chief Kenton Buckner left the job in November after 4 years leading the department. Now city officials, lawmakers, and concerned citizens heard from the first of four finalists for Buckner's former job, retired Los Angeles Police Department Commander Todd Chamberlain. Chamberlain, who's white, spoke to an audience at Little Rock's Philander Smith College made up mostly of people of color, a group reflective of the city he'd serve and whose communities are often disproportionately affected by police killings. Chamberlain seemed aware of that, emphasizing the need for proper vetting of police recruits and training to avoid improper use of force or misconduct cases.
Because is there going to be force in law enforcement? There is. And if I sat up here and said, you know, I'm going to come to this city and there's not going to be any more use of forces, there's not going to be any officer-involved shootings, I would be lying to you. Because unfortunately what law enforcement has to contend with are people that do not want to go with the norms of society and people that will do anything to avoid arrest.
At the outset of his hour-long presentation, Chamberlain made appeals to commonly marginalized groups like sex workers and homeless people with which he's had experience working. He also stressed the need for de-escalation training, including the use of less lethal ammunition like beanbag rounds, which Little Rock Police currently do not use.
So you don't have to kill somebody. You can use something to stop their actions or their behavior, and it doesn't work for every situation. But the fact that that tool isn't out there right now is something that I find a little alarming.
A question about the lack of disciplinary action taken by Chamberlain against a Los Angeles officer caught using a racial slur harkened back to last year's controversy over three Little Rock Police recruits' use of slurs on Facebook. And Roderick Talley, whose case of being served a no-knock warrant on false evidence was chronicled in the Washington Post, made a direct appeal to Chamberlain.
Are you going to reprimand those officers not just for a couple of days, but take them through the same legal consequences that we have to go through? Because all it takes is an accusation for the regular citizen, but then the people that are supposed to protect and serve us are the ones violating us. So why do they get the benefit of a doubt even when it's caught on camera?
Chamberlain said no-knock warrants, quote, generally shouldn't happen, but can't be done away with entirely. Chamberlain also stopped short of endorsing consent decrees or oversight agreements with the federal government, but said he has seen them provide lasting positive changes to a department. But perhaps the starkest contrast of the evening came when Chamberlain was asked about civilian review boards for disciplining cases of police misconduct. Mayor Frank Scott Jr. has voiced his support for review boards in the past, but Chamberlain said in his experience, civilians are typically more lenient on officers.
Good, bad, or indifference, that's the system we had to work with, but I saw a lot of civilians who would say, you know what, we can save this officer. I know we can get him training. We can just give him days instead of termination. Whereas the law enforcement, you would look at it and say, hey, do you want this guy or girl back in the car serving people? And I would not.
The next forum with Little Rock Police Assistant Chief Hayward Finks is set for Thursday evening at 6 at Philander Smith. Daniel Breen, KUAR News.